This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, they care about the Browns depth chart every day of the week. And now, and I know during the fall it's on Sundays, but certainly Sunday mornings. Here's Dr. R.A. Vernon in his sermon on Shedeur Sanders from the Word Church.
I see you sitting there, Shedeur. I'm talking about divine opportunity. 30-something team passed you over. Then they put you fourth on the depth chart. But they made one mistake. God gave you an opportunity. And now that they've given you an opportunity, can't nobody close that door because you're still in that pocket like an old school player, brother. Oh, my God. They done messed up and gave them an opportunity. I'm not just talking to Shedeur. I'm talking to all the saints. Is there anybody here? All you need is somebody to block, and you'll throw the ball. I wish I had somebody. God's getting ready to open up a door that no man can close. Can I get 50 people to know it is your season for an opportunity?
I love it. Audio courtesy of the Word Church.
You got to see the video. The video is just incredible.
So the depth chart came out yesterday. The unofficial depth chart came out. He's fourth on the unofficial depth chart. I told you he'd still be fourth on the unofficial depth chart. So don't be upset that he's fourth on the unofficial depth chart. And I got to tell you, it seemed that a lot of fans were like, he's fourth on the unofficial depth chart. I did not see, Anthony, any of the, I thought when the unofficial depth chart came out from the Browns weekly guide, I thought it was going to be a war zone. And it ended up not being a war zone. I listened to the fan. They seemed to be calm. Everybody seemed to be calm. Everybody seemed to go, okay, we kind of understand this is what it is. The PR people, you know, Kevin Stefanski had said the PR people, they prepare these things. So I didn't think it was that going to be that big of a deal. I didn't want it to be that big of a deal.
Why? Hold on. The PR people, they just conjure it up out of thin air, like they don't talk to anybody?
No, but I...
Because that'd be a great gig. I want to be the PR guy, and I just get to pick the depth chart.
You get to make the depth chart?
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. Let me go back, though. How many of us thought he was higher than fourth in the depth chart before the season, before the preseason started? Nobody. He was fourth on the depth chart.
Right.
How often does the depth chart actually change during the preseason? Rarely, if ever. The unofficial depth chart, like they pick it and then that's it. Like guys aren't floating up and down depth charts.
Well, it reacts to injuries too.
Oh, that's the only way it does.
But we've had injuries. The funny thing is, with quarterback, we've had two injuries, and yet those guys that are injured are still ahead on the unofficial depth chart.
Because they're not listed as out. Mm-hmm. They're not on the IL.
Put a cube beside them and move on.
They're only taking off the depth chart if they're on the IL.
Yeah.
So if they're not on the IL, then they're not on the depth chart, or they're on the depth chart then. So he's still fourth on that depth chart. Now, Kenny Carman's personal depth chart, and you can give yours here in a second, it's Joe Flacco, then it's Shador Sanders.
Well, I mean, if Kevin Stefanski wanted the depth chart to look different, he could. It'd be an easy call to make.
But why would you? Why would you if you were him? Do you want him to go out there and go, you know what? I want you guys to change it for this week. You're going to put Shador number two. Do you want that? I mean, maybe you would. Well, you just want to be entertained.
Honestly, to me, I mean, does the depth chart truly matter all that much now? So, yeah, he could change the depth chart.
I think it's better.
We would sit here and congratulate Shador Sanders today, would we not?
Let me hear you. Let me ask you this. This is a better way to ask it because you're being difficult with me, and now I'm going to get upset. Did you think that there was a big reaction to the depth chart yesterday?
I did see a big reaction.
I did not.
Oh, yeah.
And I did not hear a giant Matt Nat. Do you heard a negative reaction to the depth chart? I said the
Shador people were very irritated.
I did not see that, no.
Maybe you don't follow the Shador people, or maybe they're not coming up in your algorithm. Maybe you've muted or blocked a lot of the Shador people.
Why would I mute or block Shador people?
Because there have been some national people getting in on our business, so to speak.
But that don't matter to me.
Well, that's what I don't know what you do with your social media.
I don't know. They're the ones that are saying that he was in a hostage situation. I disagreed with those people. That's all I did.
Yeah. No, but there were Shador people that said that he was set up to fail.
And I didn't agree with that either.
And we didn't agree with that. So,
but I didn't mute those people.
But they were coming on in. I remember over the last 3 weeks, there were people coming on in saying, who are these Cleveland media people? Why are they suppressing Shador Sanders? Why aren't they lobbying for Shador Sanders to be the starter week one?
I don't, because I want him to come up the right way. I thought it might be a little bit too early to go from fourth on the depth chart. And
to one with a bullet.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Yeah, the number one, and let's start the season against the Cincinnati Bengals. Guys, I do have 26 years now of experience of ceiling quarterbacks being thrust into situations they're not really ready for. So I do want to be a little bit careful. So it's Joe Flacco, and then eventually we can hand the reins to Shador. And he doesn't need to even know the entire offense when he goes and takes the reins, because I'm sure they'll probably pick like 10 plays that they really, really like, 15 plays that they really like, ones that he can run, and that's the way it'll go. Like they do with a lot of rookies who are not first overall picks and things like that. So that doesn't bother me as much. Him being fourth on the depth chart, see, that's interesting. I didn't find the same type of anger, vitriol, whatever, about him being fourth on some unofficial depth chart. I just figured it was like, yeah, that's what teams do. And that's what I thought moved on. I'm surprised to hear you say that, because I think it would be a much bigger deal and it'd be a much bigger conversation had the unofficial depth chart come out and he were second on that depth chart out of nowhere. Well, not out of nowhere, but if it would be an unexpected change after, even though it was a great preseason performance, after the first preseason game. It'd be an unexpected change.
There has been certainly in some corners of the internet and television, network TV, guys weighing in, that have said the Browns have been mismanaging the situation, not allowing Shador and his talent to rise to the top.
Well, because they think you're wasting time with Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel. Sorry, go ahead.
But to some of those people, probably didn't change their mind, but are they allowing themselves with new information like, oh, yeah, we just saw him, and it looked like he was pretty comfortable within the confines of that situation, that are like, maybe the Browns do know what they're doing. Because you saw after the fact, you saw Mary Kay point out, and other net man, I saw Albert Breard said, hey, are you paying attention to what Mary Kay just wrote?
Yeah.
Mary Kay is saying, oh, here's all the extra time that Kevin Stefanski has devoted to coaching Shedeur Sanders. All the quarterbacks, but Shador's healthy. Like, here's what he did to get him ready. And then, what do you know? Kind of looked like he was ready when he came out.
It made me feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, we know this wasn't against, you know, Carolina starters. I think it was two possessions, was it? Two series that we saw Carolina's number one defense. And I know they had two guys that were out, whatever. But just overall, I think it should have calmed people down a little bit. Like, hey, Shedeur seemed fine. He wasn't complaining. Came out, made the most of that opportunity. Even afterwards, he said he was subpar. So he says the things that you would want a quarterback to say. Looked the part to me. So fine. That should have calmed people down is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I felt the same thing. I felt the same way you did. I just did not find any of the vitriol or anger that you said, or frustration that you said you found.
Well, there's
so we're in different worlds.
Yeah, there's, listen, when I've compared the Shedeur fans to Tebow fans, like, yeah, get ready. Joe Flacco's your quarterback week one. Joe Flacco wasn't even that good last year.
No.
Okay, Kenny Pickett has not been good. I mean, he's already considered an NFL journeyman quarterback, and it's like his third year in the NFL. Dylan Gabriel, overdrafted. Like, yeah, this is just going to get louder, especially if Shedeur plays well against, even if it's the threes and the fours, plays well in preseason game number two. Like, they're going to say, guys, what are you doing? What's the point? What's the point of Joe Flacco? Where are you getting with Joe Flacco?
Well,
Shador's the future. Shedeur is the guy that got the Nike ad
Shedeur
right after
is the
game.
Future.
Shedeur, who else got Nike ads?
Shedeur's the future.
Anybody else get Nike ads?
No, but Shedeur's the, by the way, one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen, by the way. Nike was so right about that. I don't care. Everybody was bitching about it. Guys are in the business of selling shoes, for crying out loud. The guy sells a lot of shoes. It's Shedeur Sanders. Look who his dad is. His dad sold a lot of shoes. Probably still sells a lot of shoes for all we know. The whole family sells a lot of shoes because of their name, damn it. Okay, it's a smart business move. Anyway, I don't feel we're wasting time if Joe Flacco starts the season. Now, Kenny, I've got to be honest, Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel, I don't know if I see it with either one of those guys. So we'll find out maybe a little bit during the preseason. I don't have this whole hope of Kenny Pickett, and part of me is just like, you know what? I'm just ready to move on and go with three guys. Give me the two youngins, and then give me the old guy and Joe Flacco, and let's move on with our season. But that's how I feel about it. Fine. But I'm going to tell you right now, I did not find any of the vitriol that you found, or frustration, I should say.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking,
or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.